Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey, everybody. Join us tomorrow morning live on blogtalkradio.com. So Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. Check it out. I'll be in the house taking over with Martez Al. It's going to be a great time. All you got to do, grab your phone, grab your tablet, grab your laptop, whatever you got. blogtalkradio.com/opentalkradio313. And I'll be in the house tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., 12 o'clock in Detroit. We're going to have a good time. We got a lot to talk about. Excuse me. I want to take a lot of commercial breaks here and there because I don't feel like talking for a whole however long I'm going to do this without a commercial break. So there's going to be commercial breaks here and there. I'm letting you know right now. In the meantime, let's take you back to Saturday night, Bound for Glory. Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory. It was pretty good. This match right here, the whole card, it was okay. They had the course that, I'm just telling you the results. The Deaners, Cody Deaner, Cousin Jake, defeated the Rascals. The Rascals, Dez and Wentz. Rohit Raju defeated Chris Bay, Jordan Grace, TJP, Trey, and Willie Mack in a six-way intergender match for the X Division Championship. Rhino won the 20-man golfing match, a 20-person golfing match called Shoot Your Shot. The winner gets a title shot anytime they want of any choice. Well, not any time, but they get a title shot of their choosing. The world title, X Division title, tag titles, whatever you got. So Rhino won his match. He won the match, and because of that, him and Heath both get contracts. Heath gets a full-time contract. He earned his contract thanks to his good friend, good brother Rhino. So now, because of Rhino, Heath is in. And Rhino gets a title shot. We'll find out probably Tuesday, when Rhino gets his shot and what title shot he would like to have. I'm going to assume the world title. I'll assume that. Maybe a tag title. He's too big for X Division. I'm going to say the world title or tag title. Congratulations, Rhino. Moose defeated EC3. Ethan Carter III. Ken Shamrock. Congratulations. Ken Shamrock is a Impact Wrestling Hall of Famer. I wish it was WWE. But nonetheless, Ken Shamrock, congratulations to you, sir. The world's most dangerous man. That's not a moniker. He is legit the world's most dangerous man. Congratulations, Ken Shamrock. He defeated Eddie Edwards by submission. I guarantee he put the ankle lock on, snapping and cracking and twisting with the ankle lock. You've never been the ankle lock. It hurts like hell. You either tap out or pass out, and you might want to tap out. If you want to walk again, you might want to tap out. The North, Ethan Page and Josh Alexander defeated the Motor City Machine Guns. Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, good brother Doc, Luke Gallows, good brother Carl Anderson, Austin Ace and Madden Fulton in a fatal four-way with the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Championships. We have a new tag team champions, by the way. Congratulations to you. Sue Young. She's no longer Susie. She goes by Sue Young. That was an interesting concept to have two personalities. You know, it reminds me of Mick Foley. We used to have the three personality thing with Mankind, do love Cactus Jack. By the way, that little storyline, the least used persona was Dude Love. I wish Dude Love would have been used more. The most used persona was Mankind. Cactus Jack came around every once in a while. But Soo Young is your new Knockouts champion by defeating Donna Peroso. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new Impact Wrestling Heavyweight Champion of the World, Rich Swann. Much love to you. Congratulations. We're going to go across the street to good old faithful WWE in just a second. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
Something's happening.
Exciting. Something authentic and true.
Everything changes now.
What's next?
The future. That's our specialty.
Woohoo!
Trust me?
Yes. May the Force be with us.
To infinity and
by the way, I watch this myself. I'm not blowing smoke. I watch it myself. It is awesome. If you want a free trial, just check it out. See how you like it. It's $6.99. Yes, $6.99. If you want the whole thing, it's, I believe, $12.99. Something like that. You get Hulu. You get Disney Plus. You get ESPN. You get the whole thing. If you wanted to do a monthly thing, that's available too, $7.99 a month, and it's worth the price. Check it out. It does not work on your laptop. Other than that, it works on your tablet, on your phone. It don't work on your laptop. I tried that. It don't work. So, let's go across the street to old faithful WWE. A good old faithful WWE. Last night was the last time that midnight this morning, the last time that the Amway Center will host Thunderdome, if you will, a virtual fan experience we call Thunderdome. The contract expired midnight this morning. I want to say midnight this morning. So, here's the card right here. 1 second. I'm going to pull it up, okay? R-Truth in the pre-show. The pre-show doesn't really count. Defeated Drew Gulak for the 24-7 championship. Roman Reigns beat the living hell out of Jey Uso in an I Quit match. Technically, Jey Uso didn't say I quit till after the bell rung. Then he said I quit. The whole point of an I Quit match, beat the living hell out your opponent till two words come out of their mouth. Nothing but these two words. I quit. There's no pinfalls, no submissions, no qualifications, no countouts. You beat them till they can't take it no more. And when they can't take it no more, you say I quit. JBL once said, to say I quit, you own their soul. It's as a brutal, brutal match. As this takes a lot for a man in this industry to say I quit. Especially that dude's tough as hell. Roman Reigns is your champion. He will take, him and Jimmy Uso will take orders. Wait, hold up. This don't make no sense. I thought, oh, okay, there it is. Him and Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, will take orders. Be lackeys. Or if they don't like that, there's the door, and we ain't family no more. They better not come over to Thanksgiving. We ain't family no more. Do what I say, or there's the door. Elias, by disqualification, defeated Jeff Hardy. The Miz is your new Money to Make contract holder with the help of Otis. I believe we have a clip of that right quick. Otis got stabbed in the face. Not in the back, not in the heart, in the face. I believe we have a clip of that. Hang on a second here. I mean, dead in the face. It's about a good 49 seconds worth. Check this out.
You're just turned heel. Look.
Here we see the closing moments. And look at Tucker. There's nothing incidental about that, Corey. That was blatant.
And the Miz won. Let's go.
Actually,
I'm trying not to get copyright because the WWE Network's more strict than... And then, like, USA and stuff. But, yo.
Thank you very much, Dynasty Sports YouTube page, for letting me borrow that for just a second. But what happened is, Tucker grabbed the Money in the Bank contract briefcase and knocked the crap out of Otis. Miz, being a smart gentleman that he is, took advantage of it. Of what you do. You see an opportunity, you take it, right? So, The Miz is now Mr. Money in the Bank. He has a contract in his hand, literally the golden ticket. All he has to do is cash it in anytime he wants. And he will be either the WWE.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
Wait a minute, Kermit, this is my show. Hold on a second, this is my show. He will be the WWE or the Universal Heavyweight Champion of the world. If I can get my stuff together. We're going to keep it rolling. Technical difficulties and all. Y'all forgive me for that. That's what y'all used to that by now. It's been an incredible ride, ladies and gentlemen. 2020, though, I want my money back. Because I didn't sign up for all this. So, instead of the best matches of the year, what we always do, we're going to do something a little bit different. Because to say the best of 2020, that sucks. 2020 sucks. So what we're going to do, we're going to do the best matches ever. And I do mean ever. Any era you can possibly think of. I'm talking about old school. I'm talking about currently. I'm talking about the future. Hell, any era, well, first of all, let's get this straight. It has to happen the last 50 years. Put it like that. The last 50 years. I'll take some from the 80s. Some from the 70s. The 60s. Hell, the 50s. Before wrestling got on television. If you can find it, we'll mention it. And we'll throw it on the list. Make a list of your favorite matches of all time. Mine would be The Rock, Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 18. I would say... Sting, Triple H, WrestleMania 31, any pay-per-view, any company that produces professional wrestling, any company in the world, all you got to do, make a list of it, and you can send it to us. We're going to choose from 20, break that down to 10, leave a space, 2 to 10. The last thing standing will be the match, the best match ever. Oh, that's later on in December. I want to say New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve morning, New Year's Eve evening. I'm going for New Year's Eve morning. That's all the way later. But I will do a show New Year's Eve day. Either New Year's Eve morning or New Year's Eve evening. So check that out. We hopefully, God willing, we'll be live. In the meantime, we decided to tape these episodes and you catch them on demand. I hope to be live and upgraded on BlogTalkRadio.com in November. In the meantime, you can always catch us on demand on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Spotify, on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, everywhere you get your stuff. Thank you very much. Patreon.com for the wrestling tracks and so much more. By the way, Randy Orton is your brand new WWE World Champion. How? Real simple. He took advantage of an opportunity. Drew McIntyre fell off the cell, thrown off the cell, really, and Randy Orton took advantage. You know what Drew McIntyre can do right now? He can use Aflac. Aflac pays for what most insurance won't cover with. Aflac got you. Hey, Drew McIntyre should use Aflac. Check that out. But in the end, your new world champion is Randy Orton. 14 times, mind you. Now, somebody at some point is going to break Randy Orton, the Nature Boy Ric Flair's title reign of 17 titles. Somebody got to do it. Somebody's going to do it. Question is who? And I pray to God it ain't John Cena. Because John, let's be real, you've been going away from the movies, away from professional wrestling quite some time. You're making movies now. That sounds real familiar. I know somebody that did that before. I keep my finger on. Oh, yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson did that. Yeah. You, John Cena. He got on. This dude got on The Rock for doing that. And now, look who's talking. You left the wrestling world for a while. Go make some movies. Which is cool. That more power to you. John Cena didn't understand. You can't do wrestling and movies. You got to choose one or the other. You can't, because you stopped to do a movie. People are waiting on you. They're making a movie. In the process, hey y'all, I got to go do my wrestling for a while. We got to stop production. We got to stop filming. We got to stop everybody doing their job. So you can do your wrestling thing for a while. They come back, pick up where we left off. They can't keep doing that. One time is okay. The first time, that's fine. Eventually, no. That costs money. That costs time. John Cena finally, ladies and gentlemen, John Cena finally gets it. A light bulb went off. Oh, that's why he was doing that. You can't do both. You can't go make movies and be a wrestler. Pick one. And The Rock has made his choice. He's a movie star now. In my opinion, his wrestling days are long gone. That was a long time ago. I'm just saying. That's a mighty, mighty long time ago. So, does The Rock still have it? No. The Rock will always be the people's champion. The Rock will always be, I know he's Dwayne Johnson. I get that. But he will always be the Brahma Bull, Jabroni Meaty, Pie Eating, Trailblazing, Eyebrow Racing, and star in the movie and catch a pass. So you got time to leave a smackdown on the porch of Jabroni's candy ass. If you're I ain't gonna go there. I ain't gonna sue the hell out of me. I ain't gonna go there. But I will say this. I was gonna go there if you smell. And I forgot as trademark and you rock like to sue people. So I ain't gonna do that. But I will say this. If there is definitely a spot in the Hall of Fame for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I wish to God it's WWE Hall of Fame. He's worthy of being anybody's Hall of Fame. But it'd be more appropriate to have him in WWE's Hall of Fame. I'm just going to leave that there. What's going to happen next year, ladies and gentlemen? God only knows, and I pray it's not nothing like this. Will we have crowds again? And if that's the case, I look forward to the day when WWE comes down to Dallas, Texas, and I'll be with you guys at the American Airlines Center, the Lord willing. And maybe we gotta wear masks, but I'll take that than nothing at all. And maybe, just maybe, in Los Angeles, California, 2021, WrestleMania 37, our Super Bowl, will have fans again rather than virtual stuff. So who knows where that's going to lead us. We'll find that out as we go along. But we're in for one long bumpy ride. And Christmas, holidays are going to be the same. Thanksgiving. We got Thanksgiving coming. I'm talking about major holidays. Thanksgiving. God bless you on Veterans Day. I'm talking about people we got to gather. Thanksgiving, Christmas, those who celebrate Hanukkah, those who celebrate Kwanzaa, different stuff like that. It ain't going to be the same no more. You know, we gotta be distant from each other. And it's going to be totally different. But I'll tell you what, one constant, professional wrestling will always be here. Now, indie wrestlers, y'all, totally different story. Indie wrestling depends on monthly bookings. Professional wrestling, a contract gets you covered. A contract takes care of you. Indie wrestling, you got to depend on monthly booking. So when you're booked, that's your pay. Or somebody books you, but we can't do that because of COVID. So what do? I recommend you find a professional wrestling company. Any company would do. New Japan, Ring of Honor, WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, and get taken care of. Come to safe waters. Because y'all indie wrestlers, all due respect to you. You're a knee-deep cow manure, if you will. You're in a lot of cow donkeys. But y'all ain't got the coverage that professional wrestling has. Y'all depend on monthly bookings rather than a contract. A contract, we take care of you. We good. That's different, serve a different time. But I will be live tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., 12 a.m. If you're 12 o'clock in Detroit, 11 o'clock a.m. here on blogtalkradio.com. That's Open Talk Radio 313 with Martez Al. Wrestling Tracks, kind of a little invasion, if you will. We'll see you guys bright and early, 11 a.m. right here. Not right here, but on blogtalkradio.com. / Wrestling Tracks. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you next time. Actually, see you tomorrow. Peace out.